What up, guys? It's your girl B Nicole back with BGPOV. I'm here with
Dove Cat up in the spot. What it do, baby boo? That's my thing. I'ma start saying that. What it do, baby boo?
You already said it. We are missing our third wheel today, Coco B, but she's here in spirit.
She's she put in an HR notice. She's on vacation. She's on vacation for the holiday.
She's still on holiday vacation.
But it's getting right to it because we don't want to be here very long because we still in vacation mode.
Clearly, got to get prepared for the work day tomorrow. My God.
Right. Jesus. First up on tea time, we have Billy D. Williams. Oh, Billy D. Came out as gender fluid.
Oh, Billy D, let me tell you something. I'm all about people living in their truth, no matter how old they are. Living in their truth. But Billy D is 82, and I'm just like, who cares? Be whatever you want to be. Let me tell you something. Billy D been getting the draws. Billy D was getting the draws back in the day, okay? Whether he was himself, herself, he or she, he was getting the draws. And nobody cared.
You know what I think it is? I think because the LGBTQIA community has made everyone comfortable now, that even the people back in the day that couldn't be out with it back in the day, it's just like, hey, me too. I'm with y'all.
But is it the community, or do you feel like society is finally taking their boots off the necks?
Probably. But I mean, the community has a lot to do with it.
Yeah. I mean, I guess they just like, we are here. Mm-hmm. You're not getting rid of us. It is what it is. Okay.
But as far as Billy D, like, we knew.
Did we?
I mean, I never really looked at you as like, I don't know. It's not like a slight or anything. It's just like, it's not shocking.
That's
what it is. It's just not shocking. It's just like, Billy D comes out of gender fluid, like, I can see that. Like, it's not like, oh my God. Maybe the older women are maybe feel some type of way. I don't know, but they probably don't even know that he came out.
But see, that's, right. But did he come out, though? He just said that you can call him he or she.
Well, you know, that's a whole nother thing. Like, okay, so if he's okay with somebody calling him she, like, is that not a thing?
But does it matter? Does it still?
No, it doesn't matter. Is there something else? Because I feel like a heterosexual man is not okay with somebody calling him she.
But they're comfortable with their pronouns. He, him, himself, right. You know, whatever. So, I mean, okay. But this is just my assumption. I'm assuming that there's a lot of people who are gender fluid or non-binary and technically are heterosexual, and they just want to conform to whatever they feel like is comfortable for them. But I mean, like, you just got trans people who still like to have sex with the person.
Of course they do.
You know,
and I'm still. It ain't even that I'm confused about that. I just want to know: Does that make them gay or not? Like, are they a part of the community? Because like for people that, it's like not a famous couple, but they're well known on the YouTube, where the girl's a transgendered woman, mm-hmm. and the guy's a transgendered man, mm-hmm. but they're together, and I'm like, so are they a part of the community, or are they just that's how they identify, but they still like the opposite sex, you see what I'm saying?
Right, but that's the thing. We really need somebody up here
that's more
versed in breaking down the difference between gender, sexuality, and identity. Because all three of those are different things. And I just don't have the mental capacity to break it all down because I'm not for sure myself.
Right.
But I do know that gender is people like to say that gender is a construct that was created by society or by man, people, mm-hmm. humans, that type of thing. And it's not really a real thing. So people can do whatever it is that they want to do, however they feel, however they identify, I guess. But I don't know, dog. It's I don't know. Yeah, I mean, they are, technically they are, if they consider themselves to be transgender.
Right.
And they still, they're on their, hell, LGBTQ. I mean, they up there.
Yeah.
So I don't know, dog. But even technically, they consider themselves to be a trans man and a trans woman. So, I don't.
But you know, but I guess like even being a part of that community doesn't mean that you like the opposite of what you are.
Right.
So I don't know.
But I mean, technically like non-binary people, technically if we want to get down to the scientific part of it, But the non-binary folks who don't identify as anything, male, female, whatever, they're just kind of them, and they don't really dress like a man, they don't really dress like a woman, but technically if they were born a man and they like women, they would be heterosexual, right? Technically.
Was it Crystal who said she was non-binary?
Did she say she was non-binary? I just remember her saying that she... basically she said that she likes all genders. She basically said that I can't say exactly what she said, but basically what it sounded like to me is that she liked everybody.
Yeah.
If you were trans, if you were a trans man, she was cool with that. If you were an actual cisgendered man, she was cool with that. She said it, but I can't remember exactly the words that she said it. But I don't remember her saying that she was non-binary.
So for non-binary people,
I think it's non-binary gender.
I want to know, but it's like non-binary people. Do they not? They don't identify with a certain gender, right? So like, are they just like open to all?
Maybe. Like I could be wrong. So I'm looking at a picture, like but they have like, they're not exclusively like, because I just looked it up and it says non-binary is a spectrum of gender identities that are not exclusively masculine or feminine identities. Mm-hmm. So like, I guess what you, and I've seen this, like I've seen like men who are dressed as like women but have full beards. Like, you know, they've kept their facial feature, which is kind of, is definitely seen as something masculine. So maybe that's...
Like Saucy Santana.
Who is Saucy Santana?
Material Girl. Okay, so the clip with Young Miami from the City Girls, mm-hmm. and when she'd be like, he'd be like, big wear. Where am I, big sweetie? Mm-hmm. And she'd be like, your upper body.
Oh, him.
Yeah. But I think that's the cousin that she was talking about, who she was real close with.
But does he identify as non-binary?
I don't know. Or but he wears makeup, he wears nails, like he dresses, but he still has a full beard, mm-hmm. and like a nice shape up. But I like him. He's funny.
I don't know, child. I don't know.
And I like his music too.
Looks like we need to get Tiny Bass back up here to talk about sexuality, because you know, here we are again. The Southern Sexologist. Here we are again having a discussion around gender identity and sexuality, and I don't think
we're next time we need to write it down.
Yes. Yes. So we can get into the thing. The only thing I feel like the only thing that I've got down with the whole, you know, LGBTQIA .. because they're still adding that community. The only thing I think I have down are like the pronouns.
I mean, the pronouns is just what they identify
exactly. So, I mean, that makes sense to me. Yeah. So it's like, if you want to be she, cool. You want to be he, cool. I can get that. I can get down with that. But everything else, gender queer, non-binary, I don't know.
I'm still trying to figure out queer, because they're saying that older people, like back in the day, I can't remember her name. She was a singer. They're calling them that they were queer and stuff. And I'm just like, okay, what does that exactly mean? Because I remember I watched her story, and she slept with women, but she was married to a man. But they say that she's queer. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like, so she just was bisexual.
But was she?
I don't know.
Did she still sleep with her husband?
Yeah.
Like, for example, Frida.
Big Frida.
No, I'm talking about the artist, Frida Kahlo.
I don't know her.
You don't know Frida? Mm-hmm. With the Mexican artist, painter, with the crazy eyebrow? It was like one unibrow? Frida. Let me pull her up. I'll pull her up. You've seen her. I know that you've seen her. Maybe you didn't know who she was. But she was married to a whole man out here in these streets and was sleeping with him and women. Mm-hmm. So she was like technically bisexual.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know if that's how she identified. Mm-hmm. I don't, or maybe she just liked to do whatever she wanted to do.
Well, that's what I just want to know. Like, do we use the word,
but I think,
the term queer when we're just referring to a person who explores or has sex with the same gender? Like, basically, is it all just queer? You see what I'm saying?
I heard that queer was anything was outside the lines of straight.
Oh yeah, she looks familiar.
That's what I was told, or in my Google searches, that's what it was. So mm-hmm. queer is like, says, no, that's not right. Google's not using it right. Not in the sense. Queer is an umbrella term for sexual and gender minorities who are not heterosexual or not cisgendered.
Mm-hmm.
Which they're outside of the queer folks, and that makes sense to me. They're outside of the male, female, heterosexual thing. They're after mm-hmm. all of that. So queer, you could be gay. Queer, you're lesbian.
Yeah.
Gender, I guess, I don't know if you're gender nonconforming, if you're considered queer, like mm-hmm. maybe because it's not, technically you're not doing the whole man woman thing. You're doing whatever it is that you want to do. So by that definition, it definitely could be. But I don't know, child. I don't, girl.
Well, it's crazy that we're talking about this because it brings us right up to Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union, who was pictured in a photo with their daughter, Miss, what's her name?
Kavi.
Let me tell you something.
She runs the world. I love her. She is so cute. She looks just like her daddy.
And with his son, who we already knew
was gay,
was openly, I guess, gay.
Mm-hmm.
And they supported him. Mm-hmm. So in this particular photo, he had on a cutoff shirt and he had
some nails.
Mm-hmm. And of course, Twitter world and the rest of the world went bananas over this and react.
I saw that. This is exactly what I thought when I looked at the picture. Because when I'm looking at a picture, I look at everything. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll start from the left and work my way over to the right. So when I was looking at it and I got to him, I was like, uh-oh, cut off shirt. Oh, are those nails? I said, oh, okay. They about to go crazy.
Right.
Sure enough, they did. But this is my thing. People be worried about the wrong things. If Dwayne Wade is cool with his 11-year-old, 12-year-old, however his son is, who is technically old enough to know what he likes and what he doesn't like as far as sexuality is mm-hmm. concerned. Because I knew that I like boys at 11 and 12. I was attracted to boys at 11 and 12. So, I mean, I know. And I don't think his parents are trying to make him be anything other than what he is. And I feel like if his parents are cool with it, everybody else gonna mind their business. Point blank in the period.
Well, to quote Gilbert Arenas, who I was shocked had a... a good point on this. And he said, the only thing you can do is give your kids the information about the world and let them grow in it and support them in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, what? You actually saying something?
Well, we know
that was worth saying.
But you know what? We see his persona on the internet, on Instagram. And we know how he talks about his ex-wife.
Right.
We know that. We know how tumultuous that is. But I've never heard anything about him being a negative.
Like, right. Because he has custody of their kids.
Mm-hmm. I've never heard of that.
Him being about, and to go with that is, like you said, he's like 12.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like at 12, a lot of people, so at 12, you're just starting to know like what you like and things like that. And to be honest, that can change later. But the thing about it is, why would they beat him down or try to force him to do anything when he's just 12? He's 12 and he could be 20 and think totally like, say, you know what? I don't like just guys. I like girls and guys. Like, you
exactly.
don't know.
You just don't know.
Exactly. He could go either way. And he has a whole lot of time to go either way he wants to. And I feel like Gilbert, like, the only thing you can do is give your kids the information and support them in their journey. Like,
that's it.
That's it. And that's all that kids want.
just support them and love them.
Like, you know how many kids wish that they, or kids that are like gay or whatever, wish that they had parents that supported them and what they wanted to do? You know how many kids like was in the closet, hid everything because they knew their parents wouldn't support them? Like, I don't got no problem with Gabrielle and Dwayne supporting him and letting him be who he is. Like I said, ain't no telling what he'll be at 25.
Right. He may not, I mean, he may be 25 and not liking the fact wearing nails and wearing midriff stuff. Like, maybe he might be fully, we just don't know.
Exactly.
You know what else is wild to me is that it almost seems like people would rather Dwayne Wade just to like disown his son.
Exactly.
I bet you they'll be more supportive of that than him allowing that boy to be whatever it is that he wants to be. And I was just like, and you know, I remember like growing up and like you hear about gay kids being kicked out on the street and stuff. Yeah. And I'm like, yo, that's
especially
really bad.
Watching, what's the show? The one that
Post?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That was like that whole storyline about the boy being gay and the daddy and mama kicking him out and stuff like that. And they have him having to find somebody. Well, not really. She found him, but she found him in a park and basically gave him a home and shit like that because his parents kicked him out. Like with that, with the LGBT community, they did have it like real hard. Like, it was so hard for them to come out and be themselves. Like, nobody was supportive and all that stuff like that. And you just, like, that shit, like, to me, that was heartbreaking for me to watch that show and see that boy sleeping in Central Park because his parents had kicked him out.
You know, and as well, I was, back when I was, like, in high school or whatever, I'm like, dang, that's real sad. But having a child myself, it is hard for me to imagine kicking my son out because he feels like he's gay.
Yeah.
That's how he wants to live his life, right? I just can't imagine kicking my child out on the street and refusing to love him because of who he is.
Yeah.
That don't even make sense to me. Like, how? I grew your ass for 9 months.
Yeah.
Pushed you out.
And you gonna watch them live on the street.
And watch them live on the street. Like, right. I don't know how people do that. Like, I don't understand how people do that. Even more so now. I was like, how you not support your child?
You know how people do it. Religion.
And I just can't do it. There's just no way that I could use religion to basically block out or stop loving my... I don't know how folks can do it.
Yeah.
And then that really makes me question your love for your child.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that right there, like parenting and birthing a baby is hard, right? It's real hard. And when they get out there, you look at them and you're bonding with this person. And it's like, you love... Like, I can't... I don't know. It's just so hard for me. I don't know. Like, if I were in a religion that told me that homosexuality was wrong and that I needed to disown my child for whatever reason, I'm turning my back on that religion.
Right.
I can't see it any other way.
Yeah.
I'm not going to stop loving him because y'all say that it's, girl, Let me stop. I could go on a tangent, but that's real though. Like, I don't get it.
And I agree.
It could have very easily been that little boy, his situation. What's his name, Zion?
I don't really know his name.
Who? What's that baby name? But
I don't even have kids, but I have a little cousin that I have a little cousin that's gay, and I can't imagine pushing him out because, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because of the lifestyle issue, like, so what? Whatever. Like, that's, I still crazy. Love him. Like, they don't change the person that you love because they choose another lifestyle. Like, what the fuck? And actually one is a young one is an older one. And I still love them the same. Hell, my older one, he just got engaged to the man that he dating. And I'm like, I'm ready for the destination wedding. Like, what's up?
Let's go.
I'm excited.
Let's go.
Like, I just can't imagine, like, you stop loving a person because of their lifestyle is not what you decided that it should be. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Like, I don't, girl. I'm just like, it don't make sense to me. I'm like... And that really makes me question, what kind of person are you?
Right.
That could just turn on something that you have cultivated, grew, birthed, raised, claimed to love by providing food, shelter, clothing for them. And then they do something that you don't technically understand or agree with, which I don't understand how you could agree with anything that really ain't got nothing to do with you. But I mean,
exactly.
But that's neither here nor there. But like, to do all of that and then just to kick them out on the street, like, what kind of person are you? What, really? What kind of person are you?
I'm trying to tell you, them people who in love with religion, like people who ain't even being with being a church quoting the Bible, like, get out of here.
Girl, they be there. They swear they be there. I'm like,
get the hell out of here.
Y'all can go ahead, keep quoting scripture and throwing all that good stuff at me all you want, but as for me and my house, I'm loving up on my baby.
His son is going to be able to go out in the world and say, I was always able to be me, and I always had parents to support
me. And that's golden.
Right.
That's golden.
It's some of us heterosexual people who can't even say that.
Can't even say that. I mean, for real. And you can't, like, and girl, blessings to that boy. What's that baby name? I think his name is Zion. But if it ain't, I think, is it Zion? I don't know. Let's not call him that if that's not his name. But kudos to that family.
Yeah.
Trash.
But moving on, the New York legislature has proposed a bill to ban purity exams following T.I.'s comments. First of all, I didn't know New York was doing purity exams.
Me either! Gross!
How fucking old are we?
Man!
But... so, thanks to T.I., people are moving towards getting rid of this because now they realize how much of a problem it is. Yeah.
Trash. T.I. is trash! First, I didn't know that was a thing that was still going on, number one.
I didn't even know you can go get a purity exam.
Me either. Because, like, it could break from anything.
That's crazy.
And on top of that, you shaking these girls' hymens as if they don't know what anal sex is.
Or sucking dick.
I mean, like, they don't. Like, I don't, girl. I don't get it. I just be shaking my head because I just don't understand. It don't make sense. Make it make sense.
And I just... first of all, I just don't like how his ass was just... at, like, he was just... he don't know what's going on and all this stuff. And the fact that I've said it before and I will say it again, T.I. is trying to protect his daughter from men that's like him. Like, and he don't see the problem. He don't know where he went wrong. He don't understand why everybody is so upset. He don't know what patriarchy is. He just sat and said he don't know. But you were supposed to be this super expeditiously smart guy with all these big words and vocabulary. But now all of a sudden when you're in the hot seat, you don't know. Like, I just can't.
Oh my God, girl.
I cannot do him.
Did you watch, what's that show? Rhythm and Flow? They come on Netflix?
Uh-huh. I've watched one episode. I didn't think I finished it.
All the clips that I have seen has been from people sharing it, and then like the commercials and ads and so forth. And on one of the ads, Cardi B turned to him and was like, "How do you know all these big words?" And he was just like, "I went to prison," and it was a laugh, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're trying to tell me, as much as you read and as much as you wrote in prison, you're trying to tell me that patriarchy never came up? You haven't
that
heard.
Was just one there. Whoosh.
So, and you trying to tell me, and I know, I haven't Googled this for myself, but I know that before this whole incident came up, there were several think pieces about how your dumb ass be treating your wife. And how you view her ass as property, as a possession.
All the women in his life, I think.
Our property or possessions. Mm-hmm. All the women.
And he even hinted towards that basically if his daughter was to ever... well, basically he was saying when it happened, his daughter was much younger, that he never said at her age of being 18 that he did it. He said that basically he went to appointments before when she was younger and he never was in a room or anything like that, how people made it seem. But... that if he found out that she did have sex at a young age, like 15, 16, that consequences followed that. And he was like, because you're making adult decisions and you're not an adult. And that things like financial things could happen. Like, basically, he would no longer support her financially if he found out that she was having sex at, quote unquote, a younger age. He's saying that it's not that case now, but that's how it would have been then. And I'm just like, Well, that's what the fuck 15 and 16 year olds do. A lot of them are having sex.
A lot of them.
What the fuck you need to do as a parent is educate them.
And give them the tips, the keys, and the tools. Give them the
tools that they need. Because if they want to go out and have sex, ain't shit you can do to stop that. But you can educate them to make sure. And then he was like, you know, the house changes when a daughter gets pregnant. When he was talking about his son, mm-hmm. he said, basically, if his son went out and had sex and got somebody pregnant, nothing changes in your household. If their daughter went out and have sex and gets pregnant, then everything changes in the household. And I said, well, see, this is, to me, I'm like, this is the problem automatically. So you're saying if your son go out and get somebody pregnant, it doesn't affect you, but it should. Because you should be educating your son now that he about to have a whole nother child and he needed to be helping that woman as she going through this process, is probably just as young as he is. As the same way that you would have to do your daughter, but you're sitting here saying that there would be absolutely no effect. It's sitting here saying like, oh, we don't have no responsibility in it, but with our daughter, we would have responsibility. And really, this is a thing that you should be teaching your kids. Is responsibility, no matter which side that it's on. And that's why men are okay with having babies and getting the fuck on, because nobody's holding them accountable, including the people that live in the damn house over them. And I'm just so sick of the TIs in the world who sit up here and act like there's no issue.
Girl, did you see, you were on that post that Share the Love put up about
share the love
about T.I. and that dude from Central came talking about how he knew
him personally.
I was like, just because you rap don't mean you know him personally. That's number one. That's number one. Okay. Number two is that you're sitting here giving him props and claps for being inappropriate and spreading this his daughter's personal business to the millions of people that listen, or the thousands of whomever. I was just like, that. And see, that's another thing. T.I. has to be responsible for the shit that he says, because he's not just some regular dude, right? He knows that when he says stuff, especially if it's crazy or inappropriate, it's going to go viral.
Mm-hmm.
He should know that. So he should have some responsibility for what it is that he's saying. That's number one. And number two, and I'm like, you sitting here praising him for being grossly inappropriate with his daughter. You know, this is what he said now. Because him and Danielle were going back and forth about it. And he was basically saying that could curb. He was like, think about it if dads went to the gynecologist with their daughters. You know, maybe, and not saying this is the case, he was like, but maybe that could curb down on molestation and all this other stuff. And Danielle schooled him on it, but I was just like, what the fuck does that have to do with what we're talking about now? I was just like, do you know how many people have been molested and say nothing to nobody, not even their gynecologist? So what makes you think that him going with her to the doctor is going to make her feel?
Educating would help that too. That would help that a lot.
Girl, he was basically like, you know, there's no right way. What did he say? He said that there's no right way to parent. And I told him, he was like, I said something to him. He basically was just like, so you're saying that it's bad parenting because, what did he say? You're saying that it's bad parenting because of who it is and how he did it. I said, no, it's bad parenting because he's inappropriate in the way that he just exposed his daughter like that. It's gross. It's just disgusting. And you don't do shit like that on the fucking internet. That girl had to take her social media down and all the other good stuff. Yeah. We ain't never heard nothing from Deja. I didn't even know she had social media.
She did. He did say something about like the only reason why he came on the red table and spoke about it is because that his daughter had been through all that, and he felt like that he owed her to do it.
Did he apologize to her? Did he apologize to her publicly? Like, he embarrassed her publicly?
Right.
I mean, did he do that?
He did it. Would they say as loud as you did it is as loud as you need to apologize?
Yeah, I would have been on that. First thing he should have said at the red table was, I'm sorry, Deja.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy shouldn't have did that, this, that, and the third. And then they could have continued on with the conversation. Mm-hmm. And then maybe, I don't know, maybe folks would have been able to have been open to that. But I haven't heard great things about the interview, and maybe I'll watch it.
I just was like, to me, it was just like, I can't even say something's good. Like, I just felt like he came up there to say, oh, my daughter was affected by this. But at the same time, he wasn't that apologetic for it. It was just like, my daughter was affected, but hey, I didn't know, so you can't hold me accountable. That's how I felt. It's just like, yeah, I need to say sorry because my daughter was affected by it, but hey, I didn't know what I was saying was wrong. So, and he tried to make it like it was a joke and all this stuff. And it's just like, it's just men like him. And what also pisses me off is just because like men like him, and they hang around like the Killer Mikes and David Banners and stuff like that. And ain't none of them said nothing about this. And I want them to speak out about how your friend did this. Like, what are, like, what is y'all take on this?
Do you think
because he's the quote unquote supposed to be a leader, or y'all look at him as a leader? I don't. But he's supposed to be a leader in the Black community. And this is the type of thing, because men look up to him.
But you know what? So they may not have seen anything wrong with that. Maybe they also go with their daughters to the doctor.
Or they're going to start because right. they say, T.I. do it.
This is my thing. And I say this from the very beginning. He had always said that he wasn't in the room while the exam and stuff was going on, which I thought would have been totally inappropriate and gross, right, if he was in the room, yeah. right? I was like, so he is saying that he was not in the room, right? He's saying that. But what he did say was that his daughter gave permission to the doctors in order for them to get the information, right? And like, and I was thinking about that. I'm like, was she coerced into doing that?
Well, the way
did he make
said
her
it,
feel like she didn't have an option?
The way he said it, even though he quote unquote said he was joking, is was like, Deja, is there something that you don't want daddy to know? So it's kind of like, if you a little girl and if you don't want to do it, but your daddy's saying that, mm-hmm. you like, you got to do it, even if you don't want to, because you don't want your daddy to think that there's something that you are keeping from him. And it just could be like, I just don't want him to know.
Right. So.
And it also bothers me that Tiny, her mama.
That ain't her mama.
No, I'm talking about her mama. The person that is her mama and Tiny.
Okay.
It's like, it's so many people before it got to T.I. that could have been there for her. It's like, what are these women telling T.I. Like, are y'all telling him that this kind of behavior is okay? Because to me, as a woman, my stomach turned.
Do you think, because this is my thing, and that kind of leads into the thing about Killer Mike and David Banner. Do you think they dragged his ass privately?
They could have, because they, you know, they are those type of people, they don't want to air stuff out
mm-hmm.
and things like that. So they could have, like, called him and been like, man, like, you know that was wrong, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. That absolutely could be the case. People do a lot of shit in private.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I just don't know. I'm just like, when he said that, I'm just like, what was your mama?
But okay, that takes back to like, what if her mom was like, this is bullshit.
Yeah.
But it's just
what
like,
her mom did, they don't know. They haven't proved that the mom was saying something to T.I., but she put like, I guess like a subliminal thing mm-hmm. on like Snapchat or Instagram or something. It was like, what a narcissist asshole or some shit like that during the, it was like after the Red Table Talk had
mm-hmm.
aired or whatever, but they can't prove that she was talking about the thing.
And this is the thing, like,
but he probably take care of Alden financially, so are they gonna say anything?
I don't know, man. I feel
not
like
out loud.
Not out loud, not in public.
Yeah.
But she might have been blowing his ass up in private. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Like, you know, there's this really thing with like Black men, they really don't like to drag down other Black men publicly if it can be helped. Mm-hmm. They're not going to do it. Even if they don't agree with him, they not going to be the one that's seen out there trying to drag his ass down. You know what I'm saying? They not going to be the ones. So maybe they did get him together.
Yeah.
But my thing is this, if he was so public with his declaration and being an asshole and being gross, then y'all should have been public and upfront about, right. I mean, dragging his ass if he's being dragged.
And you know, I haven't listened to the David Banner podcast lately because I've been so busy at work. I usually listen to it at work. And he could have said something on his podcast. I don't know yet. I have to catch up.
And I do think that the misconception is that people feel like because we're outraged at him, that we're upset that he's being a supportive dad. I was like, first of all, it has nothing to do with the fact that he wants to support his daughter.
Right.
I'm like, is it kind of dope? This was my thing. Is it kind of dope that he, you know, takes her to the gynecologist, yeah, whatever? That's dope. Like, that they had that relationship that she feels comfortable taking him there. You know, all right, cool. But, and that being supportive, and more, maybe more men should take their daughters to the gynecologist. Great. But I was like, but. It's a fine line between being a supportive doting dad and being inappropriate and viewing your daughter as a right. possession or some property
right.
and declaring or trying to figure out that she's still a virgin so that you can keep doing what? Keep financing her or whatever. That sounds whack to me.
Her.
Keep right. I'm like, that sounds whack to me because it shouldn't even matter.
Yeah.
She your daughter. You right. should love her and take care of her regardless if she makes a mistake or
make a mistake. I feel like her being 18 and she went out here and got somebody and was having sex, he would be upset. It don't matter what. He's trying to say that it wasn't her at 18. I still feel that he would do the same shit or being like try to do too much the same way simply because everybody been waiting on his daughter to turn 18. So I She's also beautiful. Feel like she is. And I also feel like it's just like the ego thing for him.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I can't let my daughter be caught up in all this shit with all these men who going after her. So I'ma always just be on her and make her feel guilty that she can't do this. Because even before all this happened, you remember she turned 18 and she put out that statement of like, even though I'm 18, you men are disgusting and I still wouldn't date any of you and all this stuff and stay out of my inbox. And everybody was laughing and joking, was like, T, I wrote this. But I still
it might have been her.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I still feel like he still has that hold where he's like, I'm gonna control this situation because I don't want you. And like I said, how does Tiny daughter feel? Because
he don't be going on about Zanique like that.
Exactly. And she out here dating men and having sex and all this stuff like that. Was you on her like that? And you quote unquote claim to be her acting father. Like, did you care enough about her to do that to her? And then I'm sitting here like, because his other daughter, Ray, what's her damn name? Not Ray's name. What's Tiny daughter's name?
Zanique.
Zanique is friends with Ray Janae. You know, once she hit 18, she was wide the fuck open.
Okay.
So it's like, I feel like he's acting off all of that stuff to be like, my daughter ain't gonna be like that. But the only way you can verify that is if you educate her, not control her.
And see, y'all be giving me a hard time about the view and stuff, but Whoopi was just like, how about you raise your daughter and then you trust her to make the right decisions because of what you have put instilled into her. And I was like, tell her, Whoopi. She ain't like that girl. She was mad. Because it was like, he's been on that show several times. They always got along and stuff. And Whoopi was talking to him like the auntie that everybody has. And she was just like, what about instead of worrying about if she's still a virgin? And how about trusting her to make the right decision? Because you've raised her to make good decisions.
He don't, because he know how dirty niggas is. Is he a dirty ass nigga?
Well, I mean, there you go with that. Right.
There you go with that. Your sheet is not clean, sir.
It's not clean at all, though.
He know exactly how niggas is, and he know exactly how niggas can call somebody out of some pussy.
You know what's crazy? I just keep thinking about T.I. and thinking about when Tiny, they were going through that divorce, and he is out here fucking women, whole women out here in these streets. Tiny is dancing with Floyd, and he about to shut down everything. And I'm like,
you about to fight a whole champ.
A whole champ over a dance.
Yeah, that's about the divorce and everything over that shit.
I was like, whoo.
Niggas ain't shit, bro.
Man, especially
T.I. That just even tells you, even though, like, because I feel like, I feel like that the things that T.I. do, he has good intentions as far as, like, the black community.
Mm-hmm.
But I still feel like he have that male.
I don't know a male that don't.
Shit with him that that I can't get with you is because you see women as, to me, it's kind of just like lesser than you, like, so I don't know. So when it comes to like T.I. being like this black leader, I'm just like, I can't get with it because he doesn't respect women the way he should.
He don't.
And it's just like, it's just time for women to take back their power, because we can be just as much as a force as men are, but we have been trained to believe that they are the force and we just support them. I have no problem supporting a man who's doing the right thing.
Oh, yeah.
But I have a problem with a man trying to basically make me look less than because they have the platform. And it's just like, no, like women can be just as strong as you are or just as important as you are and do the same things you do. Like you don't have to make us feel bad or look bad to make yourself look better.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like people like T.I. That's what it's like they do. Like it overshadows what you're doing in the community when you try to overshadow women. Mm-hmm. So
I don't know, child. I just think that keep dragging T.I. Keep dragging his ass. Keep dragging
him. I still ain't listened to an episode of Expeditiously because
I won't.
It's just not.
But I mean, if you can listen to a 2-hour podcast of Joe Budden talking dumb as hell, you can listen to T.I.
I don't even really listen to JBP to listen to Joe Budden.
Oh, Joe.
But sometimes Joe be on point, and sometimes I'll be like, Joe, bye. But sometimes he do have it. I feel like he have it right. But I mean, they're funny. And sometimes they give like a good male perspective of what men think or whatever. But when it's time to tune him out, I do.
Ooh, you're right, child.
I'll be like, okay, whatever.
A mess.
But that's the end of the tea time section. Moving on to Stay Woke, where we only have one topic in Stay Woke today. Sex trafficking. I know y'all seen. I know y'all seen it all on your timelines, all on the news. They gonna sex traffic us to death. Now, being a woman, I paid close attention to. I was worried about the things that I did after I seen some of the ticks, but now I feel like it's too much.
You know what? This is the thing, and this is gonna sound horrible, but whatever. Like, we know sex trafficking is real, right? Mm-hmm. We know it. There's been plenty of documentaries out there. Matter of fact, I think there's one on Amazon called Trafficking. Mm-hmm. That's about it or whatever. It's a lot out there. So I don't doubt that it's not an issue. However, I'm wondering, is it as big of an issue as they're making it out to be? Mm-hmm. Is my question. Like, that's the thing, right? I'm always super duper aware of my surroundings, especially when I'm by myself, and even more so when I have Caleb, right? Because I'm like, am I being viewed as a weakness? And are they feeling they can take me out? Yeah. That type of thing, right? But it has me on high alert to the point where, like, anytime I see a white van, my blood pressure goes up just a little bit. And I'm just like, this could really be a man with a white van that does painting for a living. And the only thing on the inside are paint supplies and ladders. Like, that could really be it. And I'm just like, am I on high alert, super duper high alert, like red, yellow, high alert because of all the things that I'm consuming about sex trafficking? Like, is it really as big as they're making it out to be?
Well, it reminds me of... So I remember, I don't know if I was watching a documentary or something, but it was saying how the government got cameras in black community or low income communities by driving the crime rate.
Mm-hmm.
So once you drive the crime rate, the drugs and everything else, everybody in the neighborhood complains and say, you need to do something. So they put cameras in the communities basically as a way to show that they're doing something. Mm-hmm. They're going to catch these people, blah, blah, blah. And it's like now with this whole sex trafficking thing, like we already have a problem with the damn police and white people talking about this person looks suspicious and we pulled you over because you're suspicious and you're scaring me and all this stuff. And it's like, okay, now, and mind you, a whole lot of the information of people being arrested and information that has came out about sex trafficking has been on black people.
Mm.
And so now we're talking about everybody is on a fear factor of this whole sex trafficking thing. Every time you see a van, you call the police. Every time any little thing that happened is now is being related to sex trafficking. And now it's just more reason for police officers to police the community, say people are being suspicious, more people are going to get killed. Like, I don't even have a doubt in my mind. Like, I feel bad for the people who do drive trucks and stuff like that, drive those white vans as work, because for some reason, I just feel like we're going to see a rise of those people being pulled over and shot by cops and stuff, because now they have a reason, because everybody's calling them in panic. They see a car, they see a van, they don't know what the van is, and they want to call the police. And the thing about it is, people may are doing this because they really feel a concern. But the internet and the media done hyped it up so much. Like, every other post is about sex trafficking. They done hyped it up so much that we could be feeding into a hype that is not going to benefit us later. Like, men in white trucks that are actually going to do a job are going to be a fucking afraid to go to work because somebody spotting their thing, taking their tags, calling the police pulling over, and then they have to defend what the fuck they're doing, and they're just working. So we have to keep in mind that everything that's been hyped up, it does not necessarily mean that this is what happened.
Like, I think it's okay to have a healthy fear of sex trafficking, right? Like, I feel like, I'm not saying that it's not something that we should be concerned with. However, I don't think that it's healthy for the media, for that matter, to kind of amp it up to like a mania or hysteria where you start doing stuff like calling people, calling the cops because you see a white van and all this other good stuff, right? Like, I don't know. And using Uber and all the other good stuff. So I don't know. I haven't watched any documentaries on sex trafficking, and I probably don't need to consume
probably
it.
Probably don't.
Because I really will be on high alert then and be like, oh.
Right.
So.
And I don't want to live my life in fear. And definitely, like, I don't want to be the person who don't want to go nowhere, do anything, use Uber, have fun, or anything like that, because I'm so afraid of sex trafficking. But I really feel like that's where it's going. Like, people are everything that's happening, they has related to fucking sex trafficking. And it's like, okay, I get that this is a thing. Sex trafficking is real. It's a fear. But maybe it's just one of those things that we need to educate and not scare everybody to fucking death. Because I really feel like everybody is so damn scared. And so you live in fear so much that you see any van and you call in the damn police. Like I said, in my hometown, they done posted a man they posted a red van that had a lock on it, and they done called the police, gave them their name tag, everything. And this man was pulling into the damn grocery store, and I ain't trying to say that he won't do nothing illegal. I ain't trying to say he was. I'm just like, what if he was just going to the grocery store and y'all done called the police on him, and of course they coming out to find him? Like, just a fucking imagine being an honest person making an honest living, and you can't go nowhere because everybody calling the police on you. I don't know, but like I said, the media creates this fear. They did it with the fucking Black Panther Party. They created a big old fear over the Black Panther fan thanks to J. Edgar Hoover.
That's crazy. Yes, that nigga was out of
line. They created a fear over them, so everybody started to fear the Black Panther Party, even though they weren't doing shit but protecting their damn community. So everybody wanted them dead. Like I said, they created this fear over drugs and crime, or quote unquote drugs and crime, that was escalating in the community. Now they done took over that community. Like, we have to, I always say that we have to remember in history when these things happened, when the media hyped it up, what was really the end goal? And that's what I'm really thinking about with sex trafficking is, who they after? Like,
you know what? And my whole thing also, and this ain't got really nothing to do with traffic, but do you really believe there's an opioid crisis? Like, I'd be like, is it really? I saw somebody post, like, what do you think we should do about the opioid crisis? And I was like, criminalize same, like you did the crack.
I was about to say same thing they did with the crack epidemic.
Criminalize it. Go ahead and do that. Go ahead and criminalize them white folks. Exactly. I was like, that's what you need to do. Criminalize it. It's not it wasn't a disease back then, and it ain't a disease now. Criminalize, lock their asses up.
What Dave Chappelle said, I feel the same way y'all felt about the crack epidemic.
And that's it. That's it right there. That's it. I'm just like, oh man.
Right. Like it's I mean, the white people, they are crazy over them pills, but like I said, y'all didn't give a fuck about niggas being strung out on crack.
Don't, and I don't care about Sally Sue being strung out on
crack. What do they call that? What do they call that? The cocaine house?
It wasn't a crack house. It was,
the something apartment.
The cocaine apartment or penthouse or something.
Girl. Girl.
The crack house. The crack, no. All them folks up there getting hot. No. Criminalize it. But right. No. But me being silly and going off on a tangent, but back to sex trafficking, we should have a healthy fear of it. Always be alert, ladies. Not saying it's not a problem. What I am saying is we need to kind of look into, like, is it really as
bad?
Is it, or is the media really trying to scare us out here in these streets? I remember watching Trevor Noah with his little cute self, and he basically was saying something about the media. What did he say? He was basically, there was some situation that was popping off, and he was like, it seems like it's really a bigger deal than what it is because the media has hyped it up. He was like, but it's basically been happening.
Yeah, sex trafficking been happening.
But he wasn't talking about sex trafficking specifically. Yeah. I think he was talking about, was it mass shootings? Or it was something else he was talking about. And he was basically saying that this is not, he was like, is it a problem? Yes. Is it like happening out of nowhere? No. He said it's been happening and the media is now just hyping it up. And he was just like, we need to keep the same level of, you know, just keep that same type of energy. It's been happening. Sex trafficking has probably been happening for years.
It has. I've heard about sex trafficking like for years and years and years and years. They even have a whole movie about it. Like, they have documentaries, moving everything out about it that's been out for years about. It's nothing new, but for some reason, it just blasted. Like, it's just like, I can't get on anything without seeing a story or a warning or something about sex. Like I said, if you really, like, buy into it like that, you're going to be afraid to go out of your damn house. Mm-hmm.
There was this post on Facebook about this girl, and she was just like, I can't tell if she was Mexican, white, or whatever. She was basically just like, you know, this is about to be the time of year where women are going to start talking about how men are following them around in the parking lots at Walmart, or following them in Walmart while they're walking through the aisles, being gross, whatever, whatever, whatever. And she was basically like, y'all need to stop acting like y'all so weak and pick up a can of peas and mollywop their ass, or something she was saying. She was basically saying that that they needed to be proactive about the situation instead of begging the manager or trying to get somebody to help. Yeah. Which is true. I'm trying to think, if I was ever in that situation, my first thought wouldn't be to tell the manager. My first thought would be to get that threat off of me. And that means bashing your head in with a can of peas. And that's what that means.
Like, who's going to walk through and be like, where's the manager?
I'm going to be like, you need to back up off of me.
I'm at Walmart. There's too many goddamn tools around this bitch.
Girl, pick up that damn can of oranges. Right. Knock his ass out. I'm like, look, you're not going to do me. You're just not. Not inside a store. Yeah. That's one thing, if we in a parking lot, I get it, right? Even then, I think I'm going to get me some mace. But even then, in the parking lot, I'm like, okay. But inside the store with other people? Why are you scared?
Listen.
Why are you scared?
Sex trafficking. Educate yourself. Educate your children.
Yes.
And move on with life. Teach your kids how to tell you stuff. Like, that's the thing, is just like talking to them. Teaching them how to tell you stuff, being open. Because like I told you with the lady whose daughter received the message talking about, your mom told me to take you to the store and her mom was in the house.
Weird.
Like, you have to open up the conversation. And that's the thing. I think a lot of it is banking on you not having a relationship with your children. Like, get that relationship, because it's easy to manipulate kids who don't have a relationship with their parents. Because they can just X the parents out, because they don't trust, kids don't fuck with the parents anyway. So you need to build those relationships. Educate yourself and then move on with life, because don't be afraid to live. I'm not going to be afraid to live. Like I told Danny, we went to Cancun. I cannot be in Cancun scared to go outside the resort. Like, You just can't do that. That's crazy. You in a whole nother country and scared to live.
Now, we ain't going to act like Mexico is like...
I ain't trying to say that. I'm just trying to say I don't want to
see my home. They had their issues with the cartel and folks getting snatched off the resorts and stuff. But that's in Tijuana. What? But there's like...
in Tijuana.
Tijuana. But, I mean, the touristy spots are probably fine.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a touristy spot. Of course, they probably going to have more focus and law enforcement in those areas, right? Unless they're corrupt. But you know, that's neither here nor there. But I mean it's okay to have a healthy fear,
mm-hmm,
of like, you know. So I don't know if I'll be as bold to leave the resort in Cancun.
Hell yeah, I want to leave the resort in Cancun.
Only if, like, did y'all walk or take a taxi? What the, how y'all do that? Uber? Did y'all Uber in Cancun?
We, all the thing we wanted to do was buy gifts.
Did you walk to the store?
No, on a damn tour. We just went to like different shops and bought gifts.
Now I will do an excursion. I love an excursion.
But I wanted to do the excursion on the island on the boat.
Why didn't y'all do that?
Because Daniel was scared.
There is a degree of safety when you're doing these excursions, especially if
everybody on the damn resort was going.
And what?
Then the morning that we left to go shopping, everybody was going on the boat.
You should have went on the boat. I'm going on the boat, Danny.
No, right.
I would have went on the boat.
Everybody was going.
I've been wanting to do a yacht party, day party in the island for the longest.
Then we had met these little white kids.
They know where the party is.
They were young. I think they had just graduated high school, and their moms had took them to Mexico as their graduation present.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, in Mexico, you can drink at 18.
Mm-hmm.
So they came back. We had met them like the night before. So that night, they came back and was like, oh man, where was y'all at? Da, 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 da. We went on the yacht. And we like, really? They like, yeah. They cater food. They do
the whole thing. It's the
whole thing.
Music, food,
everything. They was like, our moms were drunk. Y'all should have came with us, man. Like, so hype.
These white babies be so excited. They be like, come with us.
Right.
See, these new age white children ain't got time for racism. They ain't got time. They just ain't got time for
it. We was then like, where y'all mom at now? Oh, they're in the room. They're probably drunk. Like, they was like from like Chicago or some shit like that.
Quiet as it's kept. Their parents was just like, look,
mm-hmm,
y'all graduating. Technically, this is for y'all, but it's really for us.
Right.
So do your thing.
But like, their moms had a good ass time.
Oh yeah, they had a good ass time.
And I'm sitting here like, we wouldn't even be by, like, it was so many people.
No, you wouldn't be by yourself.
And it was just like, scary.
No. You do the excursion that are offered to the hotel. You do them. Now, I'm not going to say, like, while y'all were doing y'all shopping at a little shops or whatever, and somebody was just like, hey, you want to go to...
Right. Now, that's
nah, I wouldn't do that. But
like, no, I don't, sir.
But if they're doing it through the hotel... You could probably dress it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, dang, y'all could have been on the boat. Dang. Listen to reggaeton. Having a good time. Yeah, you gotta stop being scared. Next time.
Exactly.
Is that it?
It is. Dang. We're going to our self-care.
I have one. Mm. You know, usually I don't have one. But I have one.
Tell it to me. Which is
set boundaries.
Okay.
Set boundaries. Do not allow people to push you past somewhere that you are uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Protect yourself. Protect your space.
Mm-hmm.
Protect your peace. And give boundaries to folks. Even if it's family.
Yep.
Don't even allow them to disrespect your boundaries. And that's what I got with that. What about you?
I like that. Because of what I went through this week, I'm going to go with know your family medical history. This is important. Black people do not know their family medical history. Not because maybe they don't want to know, but because Black people keep
their medical history
from their family. This shit is genetic. So I need
to know.
Right. I need y'all to know what y'all uncles and aunts and grandmas, grandpas, what they pass from, what they living from. So you would know how your diet need to be.
Yes.
how your doctor's visits need to be.
Yes.
And you can act accordingly. Yes. Because this is not, you don't know what you need to fight against if you don't have the information. So come on, get your people together and find out your family medical history.
Mm-hmm. And I said this to you before we started recording. Like, my dad is sick right now. And some of the stuff he had, I had no idea. And what's funny is that he suffers from high cholesterol. Mm-hmm. And the last time I went to the doctor, she was just like, it ain't high, but you are tap, tap, tapping on that line. So you need to get your shit together.
Right.
And I was like, dang, you're right. Because I don't want to be take medication. I didn't really listen to her, but I'm going to start because I don't want to be on medication.
I don't want to be on medication either.
So
when my participants come in here and they don't have a lot of medications, I'd be like, turn. I'm going to be like them.
Girl. And like, even my mama, like, she has high blood pressure, but she ain't on a lot of medication. And that's really the only thing that she on.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be on high blood pressure medication.
Right. I don't want to be on that. I want to be like the 60-year-old woman in the picture that's got in.
Well, we got to put the work in to look like her.
Right.
And we not doing the work. We not. I was. I need to get back on it. I'm trying to be more body positive.
Right.
Because I wasn't working out for the right reason.
But what reason was you working out?
Well, it wasn't to be healthy. I wanted to look better naked.
Girl. That could be a good reason though. Just add the other stuff to it.
I guess, but I was like, man, only reason why I'm working out, I don't have any health issues. I just want to look better naked.
That's fine.
And then I stopped.
You work out before you get the health issues.
That's true. Then I stopped working out because I got lazy. I need to get back into it, but I don't know how.
The same way you started.
Mind your business.
I'm talking to you like, okay. Like I got it all figured out.
Figure it out. Okay. You know, it's okay though. It's okay. Dang, man, that's it.
That's good. How long were we?
Barely an hour, but we there.
Hey. Well, you know, if we would have added Cocoa Bee, it would have
been like 3 hours.
Because you got to get 3%.
Exactly. And she the main one that we wanted us to do it for an hour. It looks like she's the common denominator. She be wanting to talk. That's what it is.
We love you, Cocoa Bee. So, guys, this is this week's episode of BGPOV. Of course, KK is going to give you all the detail.
Oh, am I? Okay. Mm-hmm. So, as y'all know, we go through this every time at the end of the recording. You need to find us and subscribe. Like, we are on Facebook. We are on Instagram, Straight Flexing. We are on Spotify. We are on the Google Play app where you find your podcast there. And we're also on the Apple Podcast app. You can find us there as well. Look for us, Black Girl POV. And our email address is blackgirlpovpod@gmail.com. You can email us there. And I checked the email, and we got a bunch of spam stuff. We don't have nothing from y'all. So please email us. We'll talk about whatever situation. If you have a question or a suggestion, please, we would love to hear from you. We'd really, really appreciate it if you would do all those things that I asked for you to do.
Send us your Thanksgiving horror stories.
Oh, no.
I know that some of y'all families was tripping.
Tripping.
Send it to us because I want to laugh.
I want to laugh, too. I want to laugh. And so we can read them. Oh, my God. I want to laugh at y'all. Oh, my God. Because mine was uneventful. Like, we didn't have any issues. I almost got into a debate with my cousin's husband about the importance of HBCUs. But I saw myself getting heated, so I just let it go.
No, you need to share that one.
Well, no, he was.
Because I would have been right there in it with him.
But I felt like, this is what I felt like he was doing. I really felt like he was just like, let me play with Kayla for a little bit. Like, I really felt like he was trying to poke my buttons, and I wouldn't let him. So we didn't even go. I was just like, I done told my child that he can go anywhere he wanted to go, but it has to be an HBCU. He was like, well, what if he's smart enough to go to Duke? Or Carolina, or MIT. And I was like, and what if he's smart enough to go to an HBCU?
Right.
Why is it that we can't use, HBCUs can use that great talent. I was like, that great mind, we can use that. He was like, but what if, I said, we're not doing this. It's Thanksgiving. I can feel it. I can feel it. And even my cousin was just like, hey, look, Carl, please. It's Thanksgiving.
But you know what? Check this out. So I did get into an argument at Thanksgiving.
Oh, no.
See, I didn't tell you so. But you know how, I'm going to just tell you this how it was. So my cousin and her husband, food was ready. She goes, asked her husband, are you home? Are you ready to eat? He says, no. She goes fix her plate and sit down to eat. So now he's hungry. So my aunt being no harm at all, just saying, oh, you ready to eat? Go ahead and fix yourself something to eat, baby. And he goes, oh, I get served. He said, I don't fix my own plate. I get served.
Is that what he said?
Yes, that's what he said. So my aunt is like, oh, well, we don't do that around here. She's like, you know, y'all do whatever y'all want, but we don't have that attitude around here.
No.
Now, here's the thing. I have plenty of aunts, including my aunt who said something, who fixed plates for their husband. No problem. But what you're not going to do is wait till she fixed her plate to sit down and eat after she just asked your ass if you wanted to
exactly
eat, to decide that she was ready to eat. So first I let it go. Then he came back and was like, I just told her that I could fix my own plate, but she said, no, that's okay. So, you know, like I said, I get served. I said, well, you need to calm down. And he was like, what you mean? I said, the fact that you think that is cute to do.
It's not.
I said, it's not cute. Not here. I said, so you need to sit down and let it go. And he was like, well, I don't have to do nothing. First of all, I was playing. This is a free country. And I said, well, this is the wrong house to talk about what a free country it is. I said, so you need to back up and go have a seat and wait till she ready to fix you a plate.
What is she doing during this whole thing?
She eating. Mind you, my daddy behind him, because my daddy stopped doing. My daddy behind him. That's why I was like, you in the wrong house. Like, everybody, every man is on my side, and you better believe it, you in the wrong
house. What was your daddy saying?
My daddy didn't say shit. My daddy was sitting there, but he heard everything. But he was sitting there.
You know what? Your daddy should have been nice. I'm like, all right, dog, that ain't.
Let me say, my daddy was there. My brothers was there. My cousins was there. Like, you're going to lose. Like, just sit your ass down and wait till she ready for you to fix the plate. Since you wanted to wait instead of getting your plate. So then he going to stand over me. And I said, oh, you still standing there. And my aunts, two of them sitting right there, they like,
shut up.
He was so mad, girl. He went outside and ordered an Uber.
And left?
Yes.
And what did your cousin do?
She left too. They left. They eventually left with him. I don't give a damn, though.
Was she upset or mad?
No.
They were like, good, somebody told him. They probably didn't even care.
They know. And here's the thing. I don't have no problem with a woman fixing her man a plate. I don't give a damn if you fix your man a plate. Good for you. But I have a problem with you waiting until she sits down and eat to ask for a plate and then try to be like, you get served. Like, no. No, we don't do that. Like my aunt said, we don't do that around here. Because even it's an aunt that's come, that's saying that fixes her husband a plate. So if she even is like, okay, the way you said that is just
right. But you know what's crazy though? It's like, on that same note, my daddy took us out to breakfast this morning, right? So Golden Corral is his spot, so we went. He paid, we on. And we was eating, and all of a sudden, Caleb was like, I want some chicken. And I was like,
Caleb voice.
I was like, okay. And I'm still eating. And my dad was like,
you gonna get him some chicken?
I said, when I finish eating?
Right.
What are you talking about? Am I gonna fix him some chicken? I was like, don't nobody hop to when Caleb declared that he wants some food. He gonna have to wait.
Right.
I always tell him to wait. If you ask for something while I am eating, you need to wait. And when I'm done eating, I will get it for you. Then. But yeah. He not even doing it to be funny. He was just saying, I want some chicken.
Yeah.
He was just saying that he wanted some chicken. But my daddy, girl.
They think women are supposed to just cater.
I was like, look, I love my grandma, and she catered to your daddy. And I catered to my husband. But sometimes, you gotta draw a line.
Right. That shit just blew me out of the water. That
he wouldn't even ask me. My husband wouldn't even ask me while I'm eating to get him something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, he might be like, before I sit down, oh, can you give me a paper towel? Now, that's something different. But I've never in our entire relationship have I been eating, and he was just like, I'm ready now. Right. Well, can you get this?
Exactly.
And I mean,
that's what I was saying. Like, she done sat down to eat. Like, fix your own plate. Like,
at that point, she asked you first.
Like, exactly. Like, my aunt was like, well, go ahead, baby. Go ahead and fix you something to eat. And you just had, like, the fact that you thought that was humorous. I get served. Nigga, no, you don't. You get served when she asks.
Exactly.
Now that she done sat down to eat, and you served your goddamn
point.
Self.
He missed the whole point. He probably mad that y'all mad that she
fixes the plate. And he didn't eat either.
Stupid ass.
I'm eating. He was ready to go. He pulled out his phone. He was like, what's the address here? Bye.
He really got an Uber.
Bye.
They got Uber in Lexington.
That's what the fuck I said. That's why I didn't know they had Uber down here.
Uber. I wonder if Kinston got Uber. Nothing to do with Lyft. Girl, that's funny to me, child. But these men, girl, they are something else. Girl, something else.
Trash. So, yeah, send us y'all Thanksgiving. Y'all Thanksgiving stories since we didn't share ours.
I like drama-free holidays.
I like drama-free holidays too, but I was ready to get into that one because you will not. Damn.
Oh, I guess that's it, folks.
Yeah.
Please contact us. You know you want to. Like, subscribe, tell your friends, your uncle, your cousins, your mama, your aunties, your special friends.
Not just special friends.
Special friends. Special in quotations. Let everybody know about us. We love everybody around here.
Hey.
And with that, have a good week, guys.
Peace.
Bye.